Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center, Andrew Abity. We're all at the Southern Bank Corp Studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi, and we're glad you're with us. Got a good show for you today. There's a new tailgating opportunity upcoming when football season gets underway. We'll be talking about that later in the program. We're about to join Patrick McGee, not the Patrick McGee you hear every Friday, the other Patrick McGee. And Andrew Abity, you had a really good question about this young man. He's known as Stats McGee. He has a statistic for everything, and I think your question was, how do you do this?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, it's super interesting. If you're on Twitter, you know who Patrick is. He does great work. Listen to Buzzardry podcast when I can. It's very interesting to kind of see him peel the curtain back on the numbers a little bit more. But yeah, Patrick, so my question is, how do you do it? Are you using AI or are you just doing this by hand?
Oh, no, I mean, most of it's simple enough to where I can just kind of, you know, I have a, you know, project that comes into my head and say, all right, how can I do this? And, you know, there's a lot of resources out there, and you just plug it into Google Sheets, and it's you know, usually pretty easy to do. But I appreciate the compliment.
We're glad to have you on the show, man. And let's get started with this now that Andrew's question has has answered all of our curiosity. A couple of things I saw on your X account that was very interesting to me, and one was the inclusion of Louisiana Tech now into the Sun Belt Football Conference, and how that's going to have some effect on Southern Miss scheduling in the next couple of years. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, so this year, obviously, USM and La Tech play each other in a non-conference game. But beyond that, you have five more games scheduled between USM and Louisiana Tech. And I think the question, you know, after this year, there was one scheduled in 2026. And then beyond that, you have 2029 and several other dates. So I think there's enough time, you know, 2029 and going forward, that they can fill those dates. But I think the big question is, you know, who is going to replace La Tech on such short notice for next year? And, you know, there's a number of teams that have openings, but some of them, they have, you know, they already have that date filled, that September 19th date that USM was scheduled to play La Tech, or, you know, they have that date open, but they haven't scheduled an FCS team yet. And typically when you have only one opening left is for an FCS team. So there's a number of teams, and another big aspect of that is, does the SEC go to 8 conference games or 9 conference games? That'll probably be decided in the next couple months. And I think there's, you know, several SEC teams on my spreadsheet that are kind of waiting on that decision, and that'll kind of could determine who USM plays and plays the La Tech next year.
Who would be some of the possibilities?
Well, I mean, I think you look in the SEC, some of the teams that have you know, that September 19th date open, and they haven't scheduled an FCS team, or they have multiple dates open. I mean, you have Florida, Kentucky, LSU, Missouri, Ole Miss. You know, I don't know if we expect that to happen. There's a couple teams out west that have open dates and have not scheduled an FCS team, or they have multiple dates open. UNLV, San Diego State, New Mexico State. With the Pac-12 only playing 7 conference games starting next year, that creates an extra non-conference games for those teams to fill. So it could be an SEC team. It could be a group of 5 team on the west, out west. And there's also an option that they could play a second FCS team The problem with that is when you play a second FCS team, you can only count one of those toward bowl eligibility. So if you were to win seven games with two FCS teams on your schedule, that's what bowl eligibility would be. You cannot win six wins with two FCS wins. Does not count toward bowl eligibility. You have to win seven. So that's kind of the challenge when you add another FCS team to a schedule that already has an FCS team, which USM has already had all corn scheduled for next year.
Yeah, and for the listeners, real quick, here are the four teams, and we're strictly talking 2026. This was my immediate question, too, Patrick, when the news of Louisiana Tech came out. But you've got Alcorn State in 2026 at Auburn, Louisiana Tech, and at Tulane. That's the four non-conference games. So they've already got an SEC road game. I wonder, does Southern Miss pick up two money games in 1 year? I mean, I know I'm sure the administration probably wouldn't hate it. I don't know how the football coaches might feel about it. So does that seem implausible? I mean, I can't think in recent memory, and I could be very wrong, of them having two money games in one season.
Yeah, so that would mean five home games, which they did in 2013, rather. They played five home games, and in 2019 they also played only five home games. Yeah, I mean, it would be two money games, but the flip side of that is you would only have those five home games, which I think is, you know, undesirable for your season ticket holders, your suite holders that pay a lot of money for those suites. I know that's often thought of. And then also the fact if you add it, you know, let's say one of those SEC teams on the road, I mean, that would just make for a really difficult schedule. I mean, like you said, you already play Auburn on the road, you know, an SEC team that, even though they've been down, you know, that's usually a very talented Auburn team. They're recruited at a high level. Then, you go on the road to Tulane as well. You know, that's been one of the best teams in the group of five the last several years. So adding a third road game against an SEC team, that could create, you know, potentially maybe the toughest non-conference schedule in college football that season. I haven't looked at what everyone else has, but I would, you know, at Auburn, at Tulane, then add another SEC team. I think that would be, you know, the toughest or one of the toughest, at least in the country.
Well, even if they do play a second quote-unquote money game, and whoever the coach might be at Southern Miss, do not say – we have to play a certain amount to get the check. That as long as he doesn't say
leave
that.
The skeletons in the closet.
Yes, Kelly. Yes, for sure. Stats. I wanted to ask you though about the addition of Louisiana Tech. What do you see as the pluses and minuses of the Tech addition? And if not Tech, and you were the boss, who would you say it should be?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a solid option. You know, it's not the flashiest option or you know, the most glamorous option. But, I think you look at the other options, it was, you know, them, Western Kentucky are staying at 13. And I just never thought that staying at 13 was an option that would have screwed up scheduling where you would have, some teams weren't going to be able to play each other that usually play each other every year with an odd number of teams. And then I don't think you could have added another team from the east side or on the east time zone just because that would unbalance the divisions. That would send Troy over to the east side. And I think a big part of the Sun Belt is having those divisions, and you want Troy on the west side playing USM and South Alabama, et cetera. So I think it was either La Tech or WKU. I think from the La Tech perspective, I think their basketball and baseball are immediately going to be able to come in and be very solid. I think, you know, you look at their basketball has, you know, won a bunch of games over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years, really starting with Mike White coming in there in 2012. And, you know, their baseball, even though they weren't great this year, I mean, that's the team that's been in the tournament, you know, several times in the last couple of years. I think the big question with them is, you know, can they get back to where they were in football not too long ago? You know, that 2011 to 2020 stretch, I mean, that was the best decade they've ever had in program history. They're not too far removed from that. So I think for Sonny Cumbie, this is a big year for him in terms of, you know, he's either got to win or he's going to be fired. But I think with the move to the Sun Belt, if they were to make a change, that'll make their job a little more attractive than it was in Conference USA. As far as who I would have taken outside of them, maybe Western Kentucky. I mean, kind of a similar profile, a little better football program at the moment. But I think a lot of Tech and WKU were kind of the only options that could have got a consensus from the league presidents.
So the Ohio deal, that kind of rumored up last week, there was never really much to that, was there?
I don't think so. I think that would have been, I think some of those East Coast schools in the Sun Belt were kind of pushing that, especially someone like a Marshall that's really close to Ohio. I think, you know, JMU and App were kind of, I think there were some talk that those schools had kind of formed a block in the voting, and that they could have potentially swayed some opinion or swayed some votes. But I think that was just kind of thrown out as a rumor. I don't think it was super concrete, at least at this point.
And then, I mean, the CEOs, at least according to the Sun Belt, was a unanimous vote for Louisiana Tech. So, you know, that kind of tells me there wasn't that much consideration not to take them. I mean, it makes sense, especially when you lose your one of your West teams. This league is built on travel and local rivalries. But does it, I mean, in your mind, does it hurt the league to have three Louisiana teams? And then second part of that question, is it as awkward as we all think it will be when Louisiana Tech comes into the room with ULM and UL, considering how they kind of openly bashed the Sun Belt not that long ago?
Yeah, I think with the pre-Louisiana schools, I think that is maybe a little bit overblown. I mean, I think obviously La Tech and ULM are very close to one another. You know, they're 30 minutes apart or whatever it is. But, I mean, you compare that to, you know, them and La Tech and ULM versus, like, ULL. I mean, that's about 3 hours. So, and, you know, you look at some other conferences. I know Ohio, or there's four or maybe five teams in the MAC from Ohio, including two that are about 30 minutes away. So it's not unprecedented for that kind of geographic proximity in one league. I think the relationship with the other league members, I mean, yeah, that'll be interesting for sure. I think a lot of those people that made those decisions that, you know, kind of made La Tech hate it, I think a lot of those people are out of the fold. And it seems like their fan base has kind of sobered up a little bit in terms of, you know, realizing that the Sun Belt is the best option they have. And, you know, they were not really going anywhere in conference with that.
See, he said sober up. You had a funny look on your face, Center. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, that's sober is a 4-letter word to me.
We're going to continue our conversation with Patrick Stats McGee, not the professor, but the stat man. We'll talk a little baseball with you on the other side of the break, Patrick, if you're good with that.
Yes, thank you.
More coming up on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Myers Marshall from Taylor Rental Company going to be joining us a little later. There's a new tailgate setup coming for football this fall on the campus. We want to make sure that you're all aware of that. It's now it's about the time to start signing up for that. But we're going to continue our conversation momentarily with Patrick McGee. Opening segment was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We appreciate all those good folks do. For the Super Talk Eagle Hour and, of course, Southern Miss Athletics. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart, where you'll find one of our favorite people on the planet, Miss Kathleen. She's down there with a big smile on her face, and I'll guarantee you a store full of Southern Miss memorabilia and shirts and T-shirts and car tags and everything you can imagine. Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Mo Babe and Yay Company, Genesis of Hattiesburg, two of our fine sponsors we want to say hello to today as well. And thank them very much for their support of our program. Patrick McGee, Stats McGee, not the professor, but the Stats McGee, joins us for another segment on the Eagle Hour. All right, Patrick, I kind of hate to do this, but I'm going to switch to Southern Miss baseball. It's a subject that I just don't like.
Yeah, look at his face light up when you talk about anything to talk about Southern Miss baseball.
Yeah, you had another interesting a post on your X feed where you pointed out that the Golden Eagles have had seven top 120 picks in the last eight drafts compared to only five in the previous 31 years. Do I have that right? And if I do, that's just another clear indication of the corner that this baseball program has turned, isn't it?
Yes, and you have it correct. And, you know, you had Nick Monastir to that list. I mean, you would have eight in the top 126 in the last, I guess, 8 years compared to just five in the previous 31. And, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for a long time, you know, in that 2000s era and, you know, early 2010s for a couple of years, you know, USM baseball was going to regionals and winning lots of games. And, you know, obviously went to Omaha in 2009. But, you know, you weren't necessarily producing these super high draft prospects like you have been in these last 8 years. So I think, you know, I think you've really seen the roster talent, you know, rise over this last decade. And it's been, you know, reflected in draft picks. And, you know, you've had a couple guys go to the big leagues and stay in the big leagues for several years, you know, outside of, you know, a couple guys here and there. You hadn't had that, but now you have Matt Wallner and Nick Stanlin. And, you know, you think out of this crop that you just had drafted, you know, maybe a couple of those guys end up in the big leagues. So I think that those draft results kind of show you that the talent has really risen here in the last decade.
And something you posted a couple of weeks back that really caught my eye was how Southern Miss is just really above the crowd and its ability to keep its key players out of the portal.
Yeah, I mean, I think the number was, I forgot the exact, it was like 63 out of 65 major contributors in the NIL portal era that you've been able to keep. I mean, it's 97%. I mean, I think you would think that is, I mean, I would guess that's one of the higher marks in Division I baseball, especially, you know, when you look at, you know, teams that, you know, outside of the SEC or the ACC that don't have mega NIL budget to retain players. So I think that, you know, kind of really speaks to, you know, just the staff's ability to keep these players the last couple of years. Because, you know, you've had other teams on the East Carolina lost a couple of players here and there. Even Coastal, I mean, they've lost as good as they've been. They've lost, you know, several contributors to the portal. And, you know, USM, for the most part, has done a really good job doing that.
What's that figure with Waldrop taken out of the equation?
I guess it would just, yeah, I mean, the two guys that they've lost in the portal the last 4 or 5 years, it would have been Waldrop, and then it would have been, you know, Will McGillis transferring to South Carolina. So those would have been the two major contributors that they've lost in the NIL portal era. So,
Stats, when you look at, let's talk football now. It's right around the corner with Media Day in New Orleans next week. What is reasonable, in your view, to expect of Charles Huff in his first year and his Golden Eagle squad this season?
I think bowl eligibility would be a really good goal to set. I mean, you know, obviously, like last year, you know, you go 1-11, you're, you know, probably the second worst team in FBS, only ahead of Kent State. So I think if you were to get to a bowl, I mean, I think, you know, that'd be a 5-game improvement. If you were to go 6-6, I think that'd be a really good goal to set. I think, you know, the Vegas over under has been around 4.5. I think maybe that could rise to 5.5. But yeah, I mean, I think you kind of look at this year. I mean, there's never been, I guess, more intrigue or mystery about a Southern Miss football team than there's been with this year. I mean, it's, you know, I think everybody's kind of really curious to see what kind of product is going to be out there on that field on August 30th. Cause with all the, you know, different pieces from all the different schools all across the country and, you know, the Marshall guys and new coaching staff, I mean, it's, you know, really nobody really knows what to expect. So I think, you know, you kind of learn a lot in that first game on August 30th.
But the fact that the quarterback position is such a high premium for football teams of any level, and the fact that you've got Braylon Braxton coming in here, who won just about every award he could in the league last year, is a proven winner, has shown his ability to throw and run. Could we not perhaps, and trying to look at it realistically, but could we perhaps be even selling them just a little bit short, considering the quarterback is who he is?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, obviously, yeah, I mean, the quarterback, you know, is the most important position of all of sports, and I think, you know, you have a good one. I mean, you have Braylon Braxton, who, you know, he might be the best quarterback in the Sun Belt Conference. So, you know, you kind of look at, you know, some of these other, you know, spots on the team where you kind of have question marks. But, you know, a lot of times if you have a good quarterback and, you know, you have some of these question marks, a lot of times the quarterback will kind of help mask some of those question marks or concerns that you have. So I think, yeah, that's kind of the hope that you have. It's like a Braxton can raise your ceiling more than, you know, people think that the ceiling could be.
Mississippi State fans aren't too impressed with what they've seen so far from their team and going into this year. In fact, some of them saying that they think Southern Miss has a legitimate chance to beat the Bulldogs when they come here for the opener. What's realistic for Mississippi State fans in your view?
Yeah, I mean, I think the line is set at, I think I saw like 13.5. I mean, I think that's pretty fair. I mean, again, and they're kind of like USM in that they maybe didn't turn over the roster quite as much as USM did, but, you know, they added a bunch of different pieces from the portal to kind of shore up that defense. So I think, you know, I guess from their point of view, looking in to this game, I think, you know, that line of two touchdowns is probably objectively pretty fair, I think, you know, overall for their season. You know, they play a really difficult schedule. I think they have some like seven top 25 teams. So I think they're over-under. It's kind of set low. I mean, even if they are going to be, I mean, they could be a lot better and, you know, still only win four or so games just because, it's, you know, they got a pretty tough draw with the SEC schedule.
What do you give them percentage-wise? 100% being you think they'll win, zero being you don't. What percentage-wise, what do you think of Southern Miss's chances in that season opener?
I would say maybe 20 to 25% chance. Mm. If you kind of believe that line, I mean, I guess that would be a two touchdown line. The underdog would maybe have a 20 to 25% chance. So. Yeah, I mean, there's just a couple question marks with this USM team, especially, you know, you're looking at the defensive interior, you know, you're a little bit unproven at the tackle position. And, you know, even though the state struggled last year, you know, still an SEC team, they still got some good pieces on that team. So I guess just the kind of uncertainty with all this roster turnover for USM puts me kind of that 20 to 25% mark.
So you're saying there's a chance.
But Patrick, it sounds like you're saying what I'm telling people when they ask me, and that is, I want Southern Miss to win, but this is not baseball. This is football we're talking about, and whether they're at the top or the bottom of the league, and whether you hate them or love them, Mississippi State is an SEC football team, and that's a different animal.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, you know, the SEC, obviously the last couple of years, you know, I think the top of the SEC has been a little bit down. You know, they haven't had a national championship team these last 2 years, or even make the national championship the last 2 years. But, you know, the depth of that league is typically going to be the best. And, you know, obviously State didn't have the year that they wanted to have last year. But, you know, they added some pieces. I think they're, you know, hoping that'll, you know, come in and contribute for them. And, yeah, I mean, like you say, you know, even the, you know, the 14th and 15th and, you know, 16th SEC team, you know, they'll have a couple of, you know, high-level players. So it's just, you know, when you're playing an SEC team and you have a completely new team, it's just kind of hard to gauge how that's going to go.
Yeah. Well, Patrick, we appreciate you being on. One more question. I guess you've enjoyed math all of your life. Is that fair to say?
Oh, no, not at all. Thankfully, we have Google spreadsheet formulas, and you can just plug in whatever you need, and the formula will do it for you. So.
Well, listen, entertaining conversation, man. We appreciate you coming on. We'll have you back on again soon.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Patrick McGee, Stats McGee.
I'm surprised he doesn't already know what the odds are of who's going to win the West and who's going to win the East.
What is this guy doing? Does he just sit around all day and
you
figure?
You had your chance to ask him.
Yeah, I guess I should have
before
asked.
Before they ever
be
play
continued
a game.
For the next time.
Correct. What do you do every night? You sit around with a calculator and
somebody has to do it, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm the guy that back in the junior college, when they announced the final grades for algebra, the professor called me up and said, Mr. Getty, you've gotten a D, and I really suggest that you take this course. Before he even finished it, I said, so that's really all I need to pass, right? Yes, sir. I said, thank you very much, and walked out the door.
D's get degrees.
There's been a couple times where I've was doing the same numbers he was doing, and I was just like, he's probably more right than me. Let me check. And then it's like, oh, I missed the one or something like that.
He's pretty phenomenal, isn't he?
It's interesting. It helps me on my end of things. Yeah. I know that much.
We appreciate that.
But if he's got Vegas at 4.5 or 5.5,
what'd y'all think? 25% chance of the Golden Eagles beating Mississippi State.
I give him a little bit more personally, but that's just because I just don't think too highly of Mississippi State coming into the season, at least.
Well, irregardless, you're going to want a tailgate, and we're going to tell you how to do it in style next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our thanks to Patrick McGee for coming on the show and entertaining us the first half hour with all his statistical information. Very impressive. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the program. It's a great place to have lunch 5 days a week, dinner any night you like, and always catch a big ball game on the TVs at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
And they got trivia tonight, too, Bob.
There we go. MCS Home Center out of Bellevue, 7329 U.S. 98 West. It's a great place for home improvement, construction, remodeling. They've got flooring, paints, ceiling materials, everything you need for your home, for your business, and for your lawn as well. Check them out, MCS Home Center in Bellevue. And don't forget about our podcast. Thousands of you tune in every day that way. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you could tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
I got to tell you, Bob, I was at MCS Home Center, and I told them I needed a screwdriver, and they said, well, Mr. Kelly, we don't sell orange juice here.
That's your that wasn't one of his better ones.
Knowing my reputation.
This is no way to introduce our next guest, but we're going to anyway. Myers Marshall owns the Taylor Rental Center here in Hattiesburg. I'm happy to say he's a wonderful guy, a wonderful client of Super Talk. And Myers, I'm right about this, the grandson of Earl Marshall.
That is correct.
Yes, one of my former baseball partners and a wonderful guy. I'll tell you real quickly, I still have in my office, when we first started this show 10 years ago, I reached out to Earl and asked him for suggestions of guests, and I still have, I guess he brought me about 3 pages of notes with different people and their backgrounds and their contact information. Your granddad was a true Golden Eagle man, and we
absolutely all
miss him.
All right, that sounds just like him.
All right, so you own Taylor Rental. Tailgating's a big part of college football, and we hear Taylor Rental is really going to be involved. Kind of fill us in, Myers.
Yeah, that's right. I believe it was Monday it was announced that we have partnered with Southern Miss Athletics to be the main tailgate supplier. And basically what that is if anybody that's out of town doesn't want to deal with the hassle of setting up their tailgates, we are willing and hopeful to do that. So we've got access to get out on campus on Thursdays, so we can get the prime locations. We'll basically tents, tables, chairs, whatever you're looking for. I can set up TVs. We can have a Yeti cooler full of ice out there waiting on you. So pretty much whatever you're looking for, I'm willing to do it, and looking forward to the football season.
Actually, there was a similar company, Myers, the last couple of years out of Starkville, but now we've got a Hattiesburg-based company doing this. My question is, if you're an old timer like me and always have tailgated in the same spot since Methuselah, how will you guys know where to set up? How does that work?
So basically, if you've got a spot, just say by Centennial Lawn, I can meet you out there. You can show me where you want it.
Gotcha.
And then we'll make sure your tent, everything is right there ready for you for Saturday morning. So it's with the university, they're trying to gear everything towards Spirit Park, but not every tent's going to fit in Spirit Park. So we'll be spread out all over campus. I've got my personal tailgates up by the administration building. So we'll be all over campus, anywhere that you want to be, as long as it's approved by the university. We can set it up for you.
And tailgates are as individual, can be as individual as fans themselves and what they like and what they don't like. Besides the regular packages that you're offering, there are some add-on packages. Kind of fill in the blanks there as to some other things. You mentioned you can set up TV and ice, but those are just a couple of the additional offerings that you guys are willing to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if Bluetooth speakers, fans for the early season games, Mississippi State 11 o'clock game is going to be a hot one. So, if you're looking for fans and anything that's not on the add-on list, if there's something in particular that you're looking for, I'm not opposed to purchasing and having it out there for you.
Because probably under the roof of Taylor Rental, you've got just about anything anyway, right?
Right. Yeah, so tablecloths, decorations, pretty much anything that you can rent, we've got A to Z. So, yes, there are packages, but we are geared more towards setting up whatever your imagination is. So the packages kind of came based off of how Southern Traditions in Starkville did it. Mm-hmm. But we've always just kind of a la carte, put pop-up tailgate tents and however many tables and chairs that you're looking for. So we, whatever the customer wants, we can pretty much do.
And games are also a la carte. It doesn't have to be a season package deal with you guys. You can pick a game here or there, so?
That is correct, yes. Obviously season packages kind of get first come, first serve on where the spot's going to be. But all of those pretty much will be in Spirit Park. Yes, we've got corporations that are reaching out. We've got individuals that just want a tent for homecoming or Mississippi State or Jackson State. We can do just individual games.
I think when the news first came out, which I think it's a wonderful partnership, but I think when it first came out, there were a lot of Southern Miss fans that thought, oh, well, this must be something for the collective or the alumni association, but not, it's affiliated with the university, but it just kind of stops there, right?
Right. Yeah, this has nothing to do with the collective. Now, I do work close with Peter, and we do set up a tent for Peter in the collective. But no, this is just run through the athletic department. And so basically any kind of package that we will get, there will be money going back and towards the athletic department off of that. If you purchase a season or just a game, a portion of that money will be going back into Southern Miss Athletics.
All right. Is it too early for people to start contacting you, Myers? And if they're interested in getting some things lined up, what do they need to do?
Yeah, no. Please call. Please call or send an email. Our phone number is 601-261-5060. And then email address is taylor.rental@outlook.com. We're already taking reservations and getting people on the books for the season.
I'm guessing there's some interest in that opening game, huh?
There is. Yeah, there's I think there's going to be quite a few people there. So it's Mississippi State, Jackson State, back to back is going to be a busy 2 weeks for us.
And then it's
going to be a lot of fun.
And can you just ballpark some prices?
Yeah, just basically the packages, a 10x10 pop up tent. That includes tables, one table and six chairs, $225 per game, or about $1,200 a season.
Yes.
If you want a bigger tent, the 20x20 frame tents, they're $825 a game, or about $4,700 a season. So there is a price break for the season based off the single game tickets or single game packages.
And for you, the fans, there's seven home games this year, so
yeah,
that's
correct.
A little more bang for the buck.
No. Right. Yeah, so it's based off of, I priced it based off a six game season, but this is you'll get a, if you do the season, you'll get an extra game in there for free.
Good deal.
And if we play in the Sun Belt Championship game and host it, that would be,
you're getting way ahead of yourself.
If we make it that far, I'll throw in another game for you.
Okay, good.
Hey, Myers, we really appreciate it, man. Thank you for all you do with Super Talk, and thanks for working with the university.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Myers Marshall, everybody.
And it's a great idea, because the older I get, I don't want to mess with any of that stuff.
You have to wonder, like, the time and money that you would do it on your own. I was trying to think in my brain, like, does that equal out? And I kind of feel like it does.
Yeah.
Probably so, yeah. And then you're not counting the labor.
Right.
You know, breaking it up.
But some people do enjoy that, but others prefer to, you know, binge drink.
And that would be Kelly.
I was going to say, why did you guys both look at me when he said binge drink?
Kelly's one of those guys that shows up after everything is set up and the food is out and leaves as soon as the food is put away and it's time to break the tent.
But let's be fair, though, Bob.
If I could go to tailgates, which I've been to a tailgate since I was a freshman in college.
Is that what you do?
I would be doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, but to be exactly right, after the stuff is set up, I do ask if there's anything else I can do to help.
Yeah,
you
we know.
Take the food with you?
yeah.
After everything is set up, of course.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen that when we set up remotes, which, by the way, we'll be doing Friday in Mize, Mississippi at the Smith County Watermelon Festival. Is that not right?
I am looking forward to that, because you hear about all the – everywhere you go, They've got signs that they're selling watermelons. They're apparently nobody
Smith
else.
County watermelon. No other county's allowed to grow.
Apparently nobody else in the world grows them other than right. Smith County.
Not like Smith County, that's for sure.
So I'm going to get to taste those firsthand.
Are they really the best watermelon?
They swear by them up there. So
I've never had them. I couldn't tell you.
You've never had a Smith County watermelon?
No.
You not eat watermelon?
I you know, it's not my first choice.
Oh, well, okay. Listen to here.
But we get to go to Mize. And that's
right. And we're going to meet the watermelon queen.
And if you ain't sleeping in Mize, baby, you might as well just be camping out somewhere.
And Kelly's going to jump in the creek with the watermelon queen, Andrew. He's bringing his Speedo.
Yep.
You're making me not want to go.
if you thought the poor people in Texas got flooded, which
oh,
you see.
Oh, Lord. Too soon. Too soon.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, you know, you can stay informed with the Pine Belt News. It's a go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area and Signature Magazine as well. Get it just $35 a year, $55 annually. And yesterday afternoon when I was cutting my grass, I was thinking about Andrew because I think with that $55 package, he still, what is it, three lawn trimmings during the course of the summer.
Your lawn is going to get really long.
Waiting on you to show up.
That's a tongue twister. Yeah. Your lawn is going to get long.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Waiting on you to show up, right?
Because I won't be showing up.
Okay. So
Kelly might do it.
Well, forget that then. But you still want to get the Pine Belt News. And you want to get a Buffalo sticker for your car. Why is that, Kelly?
Well, coming up at the end of July, that's your deadline. So you just got another, 10, 12 days, something like that. Be quick. The Shell station at the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road in Oak Grove. Get that Buffalo sticker on your car, on your back window or bumper. Their spotters will be out driving around town. And if your car is spotted, they'll take down your license plate and post the winners inside the Be Quick station there. And you'll be eligible for some fabulous prizes.
All right, DBAT sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour. DBAT on Hardy Street, where you can enjoy baseball, softball training, state-of-the-art facilities, camps, a pro shop, at the whole nine yards at DBAT on Hardy Street. All right, let's go back for a minute to to that interview with Myers Marshall. And he did make a comment that, you know, the university's trying to funnel tailgating into Spirit Park. Kelly, I thought it was one of those rare moments that you made a really good point. Tell us what it is.
For the appearance of fans participating in football Saturdays. We always used to tailgate by the lake in the front of the campus at the corner of 49 and Hardy Street, as a lot of other people did. Tents were set up. Kids were running around. There were a lot of people that used to tailgate at the front of the campus. If you're driving by on Hardy Street and you don't see anybody tailgating, it gives the appearance that nobody cares, even on a football Saturday. And I understand why they want to funnel things to Spirit Park. It's easier from a security standpoint to keep things kind of bottled up. But from an appearance standpoint, I wish they wouldn't be so restrictive in letting people tailgate at the front part of campus so that people can see activity, because activity breeds activity. You can talk to any home builder who, if there's an empty block where there's no houses, just start building one and watch how quickly other houses start going up. The concept is the same. So to Joe Paul or whoever makes those decisions, and we should have big crowds on campus for the opener against Mississippi State, Jackson State, and then Crap State that comes in the third week. More people to the front of campus. Let them tailgate and enjoy that beautiful scenery.
I think you'd hit the nail on the head. I also think it's a misunderstanding of what PR is. You know, somebody who got their degree from Southern Miss and learned a lot about PR. I mean, it's the idea that because people are, like you said, because people are seeing it, it would casually make them want to do it, especially with your two very local in-state rivalries coming up. Also, you're going to have more people there. I know they're trying to put everybody in Spirit Park because it's safer, but I think putting that many people in one spot's a little nuts. But, you know, it also kind of goes back to, if you guys remember that whole debacle over the new tailgate rules that they just kind of quietly passed, and it was just one big pointing of the fingers at Southern Miss between three different departments. And, you know, that kind of comes from the top down. I think, you know, and I think Joe Paul has done a good job, but this is, I think, an oversight in some in more ways than one.
So Spirit Park, you can't even see from the road, from any public access road. You really can't even see Spirit Park. So if there were thousands of people there, which would be great, you can't see it because there's nowhere to drive around.
And logistically, too, it's a little difficult, I would think, to come unload everything from a tailgate because clearly the parking lot's going to be blocked off, and if you hadn't paid to park, you're not going to get up in there to unload yourself.
And I do think, and we were discussing it off air, we should definitely get somebody from campus to at least defend their decisions or explain it to the people. You know, this is just kind of an off the cuff conversation, but I think this is how a lot of people feel. Not think, I know it's how a lot of people feel. They're kind of slightly fed up with it, and I get it, but also I can kind of see the safety argument. I know there's, you know, there's been incidences on campus, and there haven't been as many people on football games because they haven't been winning. But I think they have to find a balance, and I don't think they're doing a good job of that right now.
When last year, when I went to the opener, I walked into the main gate there by Mobe Beignet, you know, where the Rose Garden is. The very first thing I see are signs stuck on the ground that say, no tailgating.
That went over well, didn't it?
Like a turd in a punch bowl.
That was such a terrible, terrible look. I mean, I understand if you got rules and whatnot. Rope it off. Don't do that on game day. That's a terrible look.
But we've been begging, and the university's been almost begging fans to come to games.
Yep.
And then you meet them with signs that say, no tail. Well, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
If you want us to come to the games, but you don't want us to tailgate?
And it goes back to basic PR. I mean, this is a PR school. I mean, come on. Like, that's what I talk about with that there's not been a very good job of a balance of trying to bring life to the university. And I know it's hard to do when they're not winning and whatnot, but yeah, I think this should be a discussion that is had with somebody at the school before football season starts.
Be more fan friendly. Make the average fan feel welcome to bring their family to the campus, and don't just pay attention to the $100,000 a year donors.
If they want to tailgate anywhere, let them tailgate there if that's what they want.
And just get them there to tailgate.
Period. Agreed.
Don't worry about where they're tailgating.
Right.
Exactly right. All right, now that we've resolved that problem, we will be back on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock. As always, we thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.